The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
Yep, so much going on. Obviously, we're not a news station or anything like that. We love to point towards this big picture all the time. It's what we always have done on this show.
Yeah.
Always. Here's the biggest picture. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking about this because I just read this. So in the book of Revelation, so this is this, like, John is this guy who's given a picture by God of what the end is going to be like.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the biggest big picture.
Yeah.
Of all the big pictures. And so all these people are gathered in the end, mm-hmm. and some of them lived under democracies. Like us, mm-hmm. or representative republics or whatever. Some were under monarchies and oligarchies, right. and anarchies and dictatorial regimes and all that sort of stuff. All these different people from all over, and they keep hearing these words: holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. There's your big picture. So Sherry said something brilliant yesterday. It was on a podcast, but I thought, hey, we should say this on the air, especially in this season.
Okay.
That we have. She noted that God really wants us, like, we're on this side, we're on that side, you're on that side, I'm on this side. God really wants us to get on his side. Mm-hmm. That's the side. And I know that's probably a basic thought to a lot of people, mm-hmm. but it struck me anew. And we were thinking about it because we saw this scripture in Joshua actually asked the angel, mm-hmm. who's the commander of God's army,
yeah.
actually sees him, and he's like, are you on our side or are you on the enemy's side?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, neither.
Right.
I'm the commander of God's army.
Mm.
And this isn't to diminish any issues. And at the time, it wasn't diminishing Joshua's issues.
Right.
It's just the idea that, hey, wait, whatever army that is,
mm-hmm.
that's the side I need to make sure that I'm in alignment with, like, election season, not election season, mm-hmm. politics, not politics. Like, in my life, I want to make sure I'm aligning myself with his side. So maybe you've heard people that have said, hey, we need to pray for our country, and that's always been true.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, last several months, I've been doing better at praying, so I'm really happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was trying to think about, okay, how do I pray for my country?
Mm-hmm.
How do I pray? And I don't know what you say. You mm-hmm. say in your prayers, I'd love to hear it,
mm-hmm.
but I pray lately, mm-hmm. been praying for shalom, peace, like a just peace,
mm-hmm.
and that the kingdom on earth would be as it is in heaven. So I want to see that grow in my country,
mm-hmm.
and I also pray for protection for the vulnerable.
Oh, that's good.
Babies, children, mm-hmm. the elderly, people mm-hmm. on the margins, the poor, like... And I want people to know, the last thing is I've been praying for, I actually want them to know God. I want them to know him because he's really good. And he's the thing everybody's looking for. His blessing is what everybody's looking for, whether they know it or not. Just look for a million different ways, a million different heartbreaking ways, and yet he's here. If you don't mind, I mean, we're not like a news station or anything like that, so we don't do politics, period, as mm-hmm. a general rule. I will say my voting experience yesterday, for what it's worth, was really positive.
Yeah.
Did you go vote?
Yes, and it was very positive. Everyone was, hi.
Super nice.
It was, yeah.
The older ladies at the front, they mm-hmm. couldn't figure out the scanner thing or whatever, mm-hmm. so they had to do some other stuff. It took a little bit, but
yeah.
They were great
mm-hmm.
and sweet, and then they also, at the very end, they gave me extra stickers.
Oh, that's so nice. Did you ask for extra stickers?
No, but they actually volunteer. Like, hey, these are going to be collector's items, the mm-hmm. ones that had the presidential seal.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Did you get these?
I did not.
Yeah. And they said I could take as many as I wanted, so I didn't want to just go crazy with it.
Well, I'm going to grab one of those because I wasn't offered that amenity.
I know there's a lot of rancor, but I made
nice.
Out with three stickers. So there's that. So today's a tricky day, and I'll tell you why. It's because no matter how you say things, people will hear it a certain way.
That is true.
So I planned a lot of this show a couple days ago, and I'm like, I'm going to say this regardless of whatever happens.
Which was very smart, Brant Hanson, if I may say. Yes.
Thank you.
It was not. So there would be no... People can use their lens, but you didn't use the lens.
I didn't.
That's
put this
right.
down beforehand.
Yes.
So there you go.
right.
And what scripture we were talking about the last few days, I'm going to read it again.
Because mm-hmm.
I just think it's so good. And it's 1 Timothy 2. And Paul was telling people, I urge them prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. So that was true last week, it's true this week, next week.
Mm-hmm.
I urge prayer, thanksgiving for all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. So thankful for the guys at Fellowship Home Loans. If you need a mortgage or you want to refinance, it's a great time to do that, big time. Anyway, here's their phone number. Mike and Brian are wonderful, and we've had a lot of people who listen to the podcast already use them, including us.
Mm-hmm. Both of us, yeah.
And they rave, and we rave. We think you'll love them. It's 800-804-SAVE. Fellowship Home Loans, need a mortgage or refinance or something. They're awesome to talk to. They're very creative and just very fun. 800-804-SAVE, or you can go to fellowshiphomeloans.com online. It is time for Brant's three things that I planned days ago to say after Election Day.
So it can't be pigeonholed into...
No, you can't.
Yes, okay.
I mean, I literally wrote these things down before Election Day.
Okay.
Because I'm like, I want to revisit this afterward, regardless of who wins, or mm-hmm. Regardless even we don't know who wins, like mm-hmm. We're going to talk about this stuff.
Yes.
Here's something I know that we can talk about, and I wrote this down again days ago. In Jeremiah, when the Israelites were not where they wanted to be.
Right.
They were in exile.
Mm-hmm.
And these people worshiped a false god around them and all of that stuff, and they wanted out. And God said, hey, you have to be for this. He didn't say, hey, that's me trying to make it sound cool. But he said,
hey.
He said, yo. Like, I hate doing that.
Right.
No, he didn't say, hey. Right. But he said, you need to be for the city. Like, plant gardens among them.
Yeah.
Raise your kids here. Before your neighbors, before them. So that's just a great stance to have wherever you are on the political spectrum. If you're a follower of Jesus, I'm for these people, the people around me, period. This is the second of Brant's three things. It's three things I plan to talk about the day after the election,
mm-hmm.
and I planned it before the election.
Yes.
So this is was like, regardless what happens, what mm-hmm. doesn't happen, who wins, who doesn't win, who knows what, or mm-hmm. if we don't even know, like all that sort of stuff,
mm-hmm.
things that I know are true.
Regardless of any of that.
Regardless. I have to be known for hope, whether my candidate wins, loses, or we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be my thing. And to the point that in the Bible, it talks about how we should have a ready answer for the hope that's in us, so that it's kind of this expectation that people would be like, why are you so hopeful? What is the matter with you? And we will be able to go, let me tell you why. So here's something we know, and we knew this before the election, and I actually wrote it down, like, hey, we're going to talk about this after the election is over, after Election Day is over, whether we know who won or we do mm-hmm. or not, or whoever wins.
Mm-hmm.
Like, something that we know that has not changed.
Yeah.
And that is, unity is everything to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It just is. Unity in him. To be sure.
Yes.
But like, that's everything. We just saw this scripture too. I had never even noticed this before, but Paul was writing about the kingdom of God and how awesome it is,
mm-hmm.
how it's supposed to be about peace and joy
mm-hmm.
and goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of it, he says, we do this so that there can be harmony in the church.
Yeah.
People should look at us and go, okay, we got to get this together,
right.
Us.
Yeah, yeah.
Us, we've got to get it together. So that's the third thing that I wanted to talk about, stuff we wanted to talk about before the election even happened.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what happened, it's like this has to be us as people of Jesus living in harmony and building each other up. That's got to happen. Isn't it nice that God never changes?
Yes.
Yeah, I was just thinking about this today. It hit me new. Because
mm-hmm.
everything changes. There's always change.
Yep.
Election day or not.
Mm-hmm.
Everything changes tomorrow. Everything changes. Things grow up and die. Things, mm-hmm. the universe is spinning and, you know, galaxies are changing. Everything's changing.
In the midst of all that, he says, not me.
Not him. Isn't it nice to have something that doesn't change? And he's the same God that Adam dealt with and the same God that Abraham dealt with and the same... I like having that security, and as somebody who's adopted in his family, I'm convinced of this, like, a huge stress relief. Like, there is a good king, and he has been there from before the start, and he's going to be there after the end. And nothing changes that. Man, this is hard to talk about because it's tough for me. It's like, oh, Mr. Preachy. And and not only that, it sounds like I'm telling other people to be preachy. Mm-hmm. And I'm so not. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking about this, and we brought this up a few times in light of all the election stuff. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be nice on social media? I just keep thinking like my Christian brothers and sisters, my people who think the kingdom of God is where it's at. Mm-hmm. Like, tweet more about that, or tweet or Facebook more about that, mm-hmm. and encourage people. Again, not in a preachy way at all, just like in a hopeful way. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't we want that? I would just love to see more of that. We all like to weigh in on the big issues of the day.
But everybody's doing that, so it would certainly stand out.
Yeah, in a longer view.
Yes.
Just as a general thing. I'm not coming down on anybody at all. I'd love to. It'd be cool if we saw more of that. That's all I'm saying. Of course, there's lots of news, there's lots of headlines, there's so much stuff going on, no doubt about that. And those things are important. It is interesting, though, that it... Let's just say this.
Okay. Careful, sir.
Be careful.
No, I'm just...
Be careful. Brad.
There's landmines everywhere.
Everything you say is going to be misinterpreted. You know what I was thinking? It's like God cares about stuff that isn't going to be on the news. There's no scrolling headline.
Very true.
Thank you.
Yes.
Like, there's no scrolling headline that says, Brant finally exercises some patience with some people.
Yeah.
Brant is actually a little more self-controlled today. Brant decides to put his mind on things that are better. He actually tries to control his thoughts better. Like, all mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And again, it's not going to scroll across the screen. At least I hope it doesn't. Mm-hmm.
but he is concerned about it.
Yeah, just to say that God is concerned about some stuff that we don't pay so much attention to, and we should. What's up?
Hello, Brant.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm glad that you're here with me on Dilemma Street, and you don't have to run from blocks away.
No, I'm starting here today. How you doing?
I'm fine, yeah. Thank you.
Cool. You have a boombox?
I don't, but I see that you have one there, so yeah.
Guess we'll use mine.
Right, yeah.
I didn't want to use my batteries.
D?
Hildrick, yeah.
D. Yeah, okay.
Eight. Ugh. Expensive. Replacing batteries all the time.
It's worth it.
Anyway, we do dilemmas. We are not professional counselors. Mm-hmm. We are your radio podcast friends, whatever.
We're just talking
about stuff.
Yeah.
So, I got this note from Jeremy. I mentioned it a little bit on the radio part of what we do, that he said, my wife told me about you a long time ago. At first, I couldn't listen because you were so dorky. Well, slowly but surely, you grew on me. What you would say was different than most Christian talk personalities. I now love to listen to you and Sherry on the Oddcast, since I get to hear everything you say for the day instead of just a tidbit here and there. His question, I'm going to boil it down to this. His question is, he wants to know about actually relating to God. Mm-hmm. He's tired of religion. Mm-hmm. He doesn't quite get it or desire it, but he said he hears me talking about the relational aspect of things. Mm-hmm. And he has read Blessed Are the Misfits, which is the book I would have told him to read.
Right.
About how a lot of us can relate to God. Here's it. And so I wanted to answer this question. He wanted to know, like, how do I interact with God? Mm-hmm. And how do I hear from him? So it's not just a one-way thing. Mm-hmm. And then I want you to address that too.
Okay.
Because you'll have a different take.
Okay.
Because we're different. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing I would like to say, Jeremy. A, you're awesome. And then B, like, we're all different. So it would stand to reason, if it is a relational thing, then those relationships look different from person to person relating to God. Mm-hmm. Even though he's who he is, there's so much there. And then as individuals, he might relate to us differently too, because he loves us, right? So that said, there's this debate that's happened online, and I know it's been a debate for a while, but it was trendy for a while to say it's not a religion, it's a relationship with God. Mm-hmm. And then there was this trend I sensed the last couple of years where it's like, no, it's not. It's a religion, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we can debate that about the different philosophical senses of what religion means. But I know God wants my heart. And that's not a religion thing. So if you want to call it a religion, okay, you know, to each his own. But I also look at it like, you know, God already had a religion. And he didn't need to start another one.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, he had a good one.
Yeah.
He didn't need to start another one.
Mm-hmm.
What he has done, his plan the whole time, even when he picked Abraham and before that, his plan was to be with us. He even called Abraham his friend. So if people want to say it's religion, okay, yeah, but this is a weird religion, isn't it? Where the God himself is friend with Abraham. And that's something in a lot of religions you just don't get.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's, you know, we could talk about that all we want. I think it's primarily about us relating corporately to God mm-hmm. and individually to God and how he wants us and pursues us. So I think it's a relational thing. I'll say this. I have never heard God's audible voice to my knowledge. I know other people have. I don't doubt it. So, but that's who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it will happen to me. I'm not closed off to it. But God speaks to me, I'm convinced, through people,
mm-hmm.
his people. Sometimes not even just his people, other people.
Mm-hmm.
He used famously a donkey in the Bible. So if people want to say, no, he'll only speak audibly, he won't use people. Like, no, come on.
Right.
Of course he does.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a primary way. Talking to Sherry. Talking to my wife, talking to other friends, talking to the people who know the Lord. I get to see different facets of him.
Yeah.
And people will bring up themes and things that will kind of get woven into my life. Like, why does this keep coming up?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm convinced that God's working on something with me or trying to show me something that he wants me to see mm-hmm. and delight in or something.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, and this will sound maybe a little spooky or new age or something that's not at all, but it's through nature.
Mm-hmm.
I look at the beauty of nature. I'm looking through the window right now. Just the nature of light mm-hmm. dancing on leaves.
Yeah.
And the different hues of green that I can see. And like, I know we can reduce all of this to science if we want. Like, or just lifeless, you know, matter and energy. But it looks to me like God loves us.
Mm.
It seems apparent. Why does it have to be so beautiful? Why does music have to be so beautiful and so moving? Why does mm-hmm. why does love have to be the way it is and have to? So I see spectacular beauty in nature, and I see that it's apparent that God loves us. And in fact, in the Bible uses nature as yeah. a way to, it says the heavens declare the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
So these things speak to us. In Romans 1, it talks about how we can see his divine nature through things that have been made. We can see what he's like.
Yeah.
So I think that's wonderful. And I think he's whimsical too, like with the different animals and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just some of the goofy things and the way they interact with us, I think is lovely. Third, stuff I'm reading and listening to from wise people. So I really value wisdom. They don't have to be great speakers or anything now. I'm just like, I need to grow. And so I need people who are further down the line to listen to.
Yeah.
So when I'm reading, when I'm listening to podcasts or things from people who are, you know, a few steps ahead of me, that's really good for me. And then fourth on my incomplete list, the Bible itself.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I have more context about the Old Testament, for instance, and the different ways that the enemy tries to stop God's plan and how he wants us to acknowledge how jealous he is because he loves us so much and how he wants us to choose him and how he wants us to praise him so that we're in line with the truth and he can protect us
mm-hmm.
and that we're freely allowed to leave or stay. But he's got this plan. Like, the more aware I am of that, the more I want to tell him how much I appreciate him. So that helps my prayers back to him. Like, to be thankful that he's my shepherd and I lack nothing.
Yeah.
That there's all these other small g gods that are competing and want me to just invest into me, but I know he's the most high and they're all pretenders. Like, I love being able to say that to him. So that's actually giving me more of a language to pray. So I'm learning in that way too. So those are some things that jump out at me. Would you have anything you would want to add to that?
That's a really good list.
Okay.
I would just add, in general, you said we all relate to God differently because it is a relationship. He would relate to us differently because we're all different.
Yeah.
I also would like you to be open to the fact that even that is different with your relationship with him through time, that the way he relates
right.
to you and the way you relate to him is different.
Yeah.
And I had to learn that as if you're growing and you're maturing, it's changing. And not to, you say it on the show all the time, not to hold him to some kind of formula. That's not a relationship. You're constantly learning about him. Mm-hmm. The other thing, two more things. Other thing, one thing is, when he says in the Bible, anyone who comes to me, I will never turn him away. Mm-hmm. To have this openness to know, I don't know how, I don't know when, I don't know where, using what, but he did promise that he would not turn me away. Mm-hmm. And so if I seek, it's promised. If I knock, mm-hmm. door will be open. If I ask, I'll receive. If I seek him, I will find him. If I seek him with all my heart. I don't know how that's going to look, but just an openness to look in all the ways that you said, mm-hmm. that I am seeking him. I believe through podcasts, through nature, through whatever it is, he'll show himself to me because he wants to. Mm-hmm. Just to have that openness. And the other thing is that I've noticed more than anything is the change that has happened in me. Mm-hmm. That has been such a revelation of who he is his things that I know how I am. I know what I do. I know my proclivities, all of that. Just the live, active word, his word, mm-hmm. how it has changed me. Mm-hmm. I can't, there's no explanation for it, but the reality of who he is and how he loves me and how he wants to interact with me.
That's a great point, too, because it's just, it's like there's biblical language. I'm just learning like there's power.
Yeah.
Power. Like, so yeah. Things happen.
Yeah.
And once we were dead, mm-hmm. in our transgressions, it says, or in our trespasses, like, so there are ways that we behave that we don't have to behave that way anymore. We're mm-hmm. not caught up. We don't have to be caught.
Right.
So again, that's that you can look back at your own story and go, oh my goodness.
And there's no other explanation.
Right.
But that.
But God's interaction in my life.
Yes.
Not me just ticking off a list of beliefs like, yeah, okay, sure. I'll buy that. Mm. Yeah, I buy that. Okay. Got them all. Mm-mm. Like, no, there's actual. So his interaction in my life, there's a power there that's real.
Yeah.
And experiencing that is confirmation of his relationship.
Yeah. And being vulnerable, you've talked about it being that kind of open nakedness that you are anyway, but acknowledging it, these things in my life that people don't even know about, right? That I'm like, mm-hmm. I can't change that. I want to grow up. Mm-hmm. And then just coming to him consistently, I kind of make it like, when I started going to a trainer, I was like, I can't learn all the fitness stuff. Like, just like all the then this and then that. And that. Here's what I believed in my heart. If I show up there at 5:30 every morning mm-hmm. and do the thing, somehow my body's going to change. It may not change as fast as I want it. It may not change in other people. But I can't keep coming to this mm-hmm. and not change. Mm-hmm. That was all I had. And so that's the same thing I feel with God, is that I can't keep coming to him and not change. And nothing means more to me than the character change I have seen that could only be attributed to his word and mm-hmm. his spirit.
Yeah. Boy, that is so true. I hope that's helpful, Jeremy.
I hope we're just
talking through stuff. But I will just remind you too, like if we're religious, okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's a religion. Okay, but everybody's religious.
Yes.
In that sense, in the philosophical sense about ultimacies, everybody has some ultimate something.
Yeah.
Everybody worships something.
Twitter's just one big religious sounding board.
Yeah. So that's all out there.
Yeah.
So everybody's religious. Okay, sure. This religion won't crush me. Mm-hmm. Everything else will. I'm convinced of that. Because if it's going to be about my career or about whatever, even if it's like it's still religious, I still have some ultimate something.
Yeah.
It's interesting, too, even now with political diatribes, mm-hmm. there's a lot of people that basically want Christianity just some other way.
Yeah, right.
it's still the same thing. These very Christian precepts that we want, or ideas, mm-hmm. or values, but we don't want the king. We That's want the kingdom.
It, the authority.
Yeah, so, but it's still, there's some ultimate something that people are going towards. This is a great way to be religious, if this is a religion, in my experience. And thank you for listening to us here on Dilemma Street. Got pretty deep here for a little bit.
But now the boombox will bring it all back.
Yeah,
to
now it's like, yo. Yeah.
That's exactly what you want to hear now.
Yeah.
Yo, hey, yo. Sure.
Yo, Jeremy, whatever. This will convince you I'm not dorky. Now you know. Now you know.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.